जिए जा
सवाल किए जा।
वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या। द शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, safarikidusa.com. सफारी किड इज अ प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम विद मेनी मेनी ब्रांचेस ओवर द बे एरिया, एंड दे हैव अ वेरी प्रूवन ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड फॉर ब्रिंगिंग अप वेरी फन लविंग लर्निंग लविंग किड्स। safarikidusa.com. आर ओन फेसबुक पेज इज safariquizshow.com, safariquizshow.com. Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Why is it a .com? Safari Quiz Show. If you haven't already liked us, please go to Facebook and like us on Facebook, Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. We just put up pictures of the kids, winner lists, and some information about the show. That's all we do on the show. This is just a way for you to let us know that you like the show and support us. Registration is open for Summer Camp 2015 at the Safari Kid at all locations. There's a 5% discount for siblings. If you're still looking for a week or two that you haven't actually placed your kids, or a week opened up, please do check out safarikidusa.com for a location near you, and be sure to go and check out their Safari Kid Summer Camp programs. They have Lego Robotics, Art, Science, Theater, Young Chef, Spelling Bee, Math, General Knowledge, and Field Trips. Okay, safarikidusa.com. Our own email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's not Safari Kid, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to reach us if you have any questions or comments about the show, or if you want to participate on the show. All right. Today we have three brand new contestants on the show. Really looking forward to introducing all of them. Let's meet them. They're all seventh graders and they're friends, which is always a fun. Now eighth graders?
Seventh graders.
Still seventh? Going to seventh?
Going to eighth, yes.
School isn't over yet?
No.
Next Thursday.
Okay, let's hear from them. First, we have Tanisha. Welcome to the show, Tanisha.
Hello.
So, Tanisha, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school?
I go to Centerville Junior High School.
Awesome. Yes, I used to be an old Fremontian myself, so that's very, very cool. And what do you do for fun?
I like to play volleyball and throw ball.
Nice. Are you part of the school team?
There isn't one anymore.
Okay, so high school maybe. Will you go to American in 2 years?
Washington, probably.
Washington. Okay, Centerville goes to Washington. Cool. All right, so Centerville Junior High loves to play volleyball and throw ball. You may have heard her voice. She regularly participates on the show, right, Tanisha?
Yeah.
And Tanisha has done us a big favor by bringing two of her friends along, so I'm really looking forward to the show. Let's meet her friend, Shyamali. Welcome to the show, Shyamali.
Thank you.
Into the mic.
Oh. Hi, my name's Shyamali, and I'm a seventh grader at Centerville Junior High School. And
what do you do for fun?
I like to swim. Swimming is my favorite sport.
Cool. Yeah. And what are your plans for the summer? Summer vacation's coming up in a week.
I'm going to India.
Okay. Most of the summer will be in India.
Yeah.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
What fun! Which city?
Mumbai probably.
Mumbai. What fun! Well, have a wonderful summer, and let's meet our last contestant, Anshi. Welcome to the show, Anshi.
Thank you. My name is Anshi. I'm a seventh grader at Centerville as well. And I like to play volleyball. I was on the school team.
You were on the school team?
Yeah.
That was in elementary? Middle school. Middle school. All right. Well done. What fun. Did you win? Did you guys win?
Yeah. We won all our games except for one.
Awesome. Does volleyball have positions?
Yeah.
And what's your position?
I play libero, which is center spot.
Oh. What is it called?
Libero.
Barrel.
Libero.
Barrow. Libero. Okay. I'm terrible about this. Tell me the spelling.
Libero.
Oh, libero. Okay, now I got it. This is one game I don't know much about, but you know what? I love to watch it. It's a really fun spectator sport. I think parents must be going crazy cheering and stuff, right? And
yep.
Friends too. Do you go and support her when she's playing on the team, Tanisha?
Not really.
No?
it's normally after school. So.
Oh, it's after school. Okay, cool. All right, so are you guys ready to begin?
Yes.
Yep. They're all new to the show, but some of them have listened to the show, but I'll go over the rules one more time. We have three categories today, 10 questions each. One category has more questions, but we'll get to that in a bit, but usually 10 questions. Each question is worth 10 points for the first correct answer and 5 points for an answer that's said as a past question, minus 5 for all wrong answers, and the past question is allowed to be passed as well. All right? It's very much a buzzer game, so let's make sure their buzzers are working. Tanisha? Shyamali and Anshi. Okay, everybody's buzzers are working. The girls have opted for the first category to be queens. You guys ready?
Yes.
Don't be nervous. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, our first question. Female parent of the reigning king is called what? Remember, has to be an answer with a queen in it. Female parent of the reigning king. So if you're a king and his mom, what is she called? Come on, take a guess.
The queen's mom?
No, she is the parent of the reigning king. So what's she called? No? Lori, you want to answer? Dowager queen or queen mother? Alright. Okay. Question number two. Chain of soft serve ice cream and fast food. It's a chain. Remember, we're category is queen. I think Michael knows this one too. Chain of soft serve ice cream and fast food.
I think it's Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, you got it. See, I think it's nervousness more than anything else. Dairy Queen is right. All right. Question number three. Name the two red queens in a deck of cards. Name the two red queens in a deck of cards. Have you ever played cards? Go for it.
Queen of Hearts.
And? Okay, maybe we should give her 5 points. 5 points to her. Question passes because we haven't got a full answer. Can you name the other red queen in a deck of cards? One is the Queen of Hearts. It goes to a question passes to Shyamali. What are the four suits? Which is the red, other red suit? We can say pass.
Pass.
Anshi?
Queen of Hearts and Queen of Spades?
No. Minus five. She owes me 5 points. It's the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh.
No. Oh, yeah. She already had points. Okay, cool. All right. Question number four. Usually the mother of all the insects in a hive.
Queen bee.
Queen bee. Very good. Though it has a different meaning as well. 10 points to Tanisha. Question number five. Winner of pageants like Miss Universe and Miss America.
Beauty Queen.
Beauty Queen. Good job. Question number six. Someone who responds to situations in a melodramatic way. Someone who responds to situations in a very hyper way. Like, don't be a... Then you tell her, don't be a...
Drama queen.
Drama queen. Oh. 10 points. Question number seven. On September 9th this year, this queen will become the longest serving queen in British history.
Queen Elizabeth?
The second. Very good. 10 points. Queen Elizabeth II. The first one had her own drama. Question number eight. Finish the title of this song by the band Queen. We will...
Rock you.
Rock you. Right. 10 points. All right. Question number nine. Name this famous queen of Egypt who died by snake bite.
Cleopatra VII.
The seventh, huh? Wow, I don't know about that, but Cleopatra is right. I'm going to look that up. That is so cool. Question number 10. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Question number 10. Famous queen of Jhansi in India who fought the British.
Jhansi Ki Rani.
Yeah, but what was her name? Jhansi Ki Rani, yeah, that's I'm asking. What's her name? Minus five. Question passes to Anshi.
Pass. Indira Gandhi?
No. She never fought the British. Her name was Lakshmi Bai.
Oh my God. I knew that.
Lakshmi Bai. All right. That's it for our questions in the studio. Now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our question for our listeners. Girls in the studio, zip it. It's only for our listeners. Here goes a question. Name this fictional queen of Arendelle who sends the kingdom into an eternal winter by accident. Name this fictional queen of Arendelle who sends the kingdom into an eternal winter by accident. Hi, you're on the air.
Queen Elsa.
Who's this?
My name is Queen, and I think the answer is Queen Elsa.
What's your name again?
Anoush.
Anoush. Thank you, Anoush. Hi, you're on the air.
Elsa.
Thank you, Gayatri. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead.
My name is Radhika, and my answer is Queen Elsa.
Thank you, Radhika. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is Queen Elsa.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Manreev, and I think it's Queen Elsa.
What's your name again?
My name is Manreev, and I think the answer is Queen Elsa.
How do you spell your name?
M-A-N-R-E-E-V.
Manreev. Wow, wonderful name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Manreev. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is
Kashvi. Yes, go ahead, Kashvi.
My name is Kashvi, and the answer is Elsa.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sushant, and the answer is Queen Elsa.
What's your name again?
Sushant.
Trishali?
Trishant.
Okay, thank you, Trishant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanya, and the answer is Queen Elsa.
Thank you, Sanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Asha, and the answer is Queen Elsa.
Thank you. And last caller, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is Queen Elsa.
Thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break now, and it'll be Anshi's time, turn to pick a winner. When we come back from the break, we'll see who was the winner of our first listener question and how the girls in the studio did. Jeeja,
Saval Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have 7th graders on the show today, Tanisha, Shamali and Anshi. And before we see what scores they have, let's look at our first listener question. It was in the category Queens. The question was, name this fictional queen of Arendelle. And everyone got it right. We can see what a popular movie it was, Frozen. And the answer was Queen Elsa. And from all the correct answers, Anshi has picked a name out of the pile of correct answers by random selection. And Anshi, who's the winner of our first listener question?
The winner is Shreya.
Shreya, all right. Shreya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, please write question number 1, June 6, 2015. And in the body, your information about yourself and the question and the answer. Once again, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's see scores in the studio. Tanisha, how many points do you have?
50 points.
50 points. What about you, Shamali?
5.
5. And what about Anshi?
5.
5. There's something very symmetrical in those scores. But I'm sure that will change as we move on to our second category, which is the human body. Now, I picked this because this is what you did in 7th grade, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I heard from my daughter. All right. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Tanisha, Shamali, and Anshi. Wait, sorry. Anshi. Okay, got it. Guys, ready?
Yes.
Question number 1 in the human body. Which system does the liver belong to? Which body system does the liver belong to? You know the different systems, right? Respiratory system.
Digestive system.
Digestive system. Good job. 10 points to Anshi. Question number 2. Funny name for a bone that goes from the shoulder to the elbow.
Funny bone?
No. Well... it's a funny bone. What's the name of the bone? Question passes to Anshi.
Pass.
Tanisha?
Pass.
Humorous.
Oh, wow.
All right. Question number 3. What is the scientific name for the food pipe? Food pipe.
Esophagus.
10 points. You almost got that. Question number 4. What is a trachea?
It's the...
Yes?
The neck part where the voice comes?
No. What is the trachea? Question passes to Tanisha.
It's the bone that's part of the respiratory system.
It is part of the respiratory system. Is it a bone?
It's not a pipe. Right?
It's a pipe. I will give you that. It's a windpipe. Definitely part of the respiratory system. 5 points. All right. 5 points. Did you give a 5 or 10? Okay. Thank you for being honest. 5 points. Question number 5. What are the smallest blood vessels in the body called?
Artery veins. Artery.
No, that is not correct. 5 points. She figured it out right now. Question passes to Shamali.
Pass.
In fact, they say that there is an action named after these small blood vessels. When, you know, for instance, if it can make a liquid go upward instead of down, that action is called, named after these vessels. Okay, now. Anshi? No idea?
Pass.
Tanisha, you can answer. No points.
Is it the capillaries?
Capillaries. Capillary action is the action when, if you're in a thin straw, sometimes liquid will look like it's going up. Or rather, it does go up because it's so thin. All right. Question number 6. I put deodorant on my axilla. What is it?
Armpits.
Armpits. That's right. Very good. Question number 7. Which nerve takes messages from the eye to the brain? Which nerve takes messages from the eye to the brain?
Optic nerve.
Optic nerve. Very good. Question number 8. How many chambers does the heart have?
4.
4. Excellent. That was Tanisha. Question number 9. What is the epidermis?
It's your skin.
It's the skin. Top layer of the skin. Tanisha again. All right. Question number 10. Oh, we're already there. The stirrup bone is the size of a grain of rice. Where is it found? The stirrup bone is the size of a grain of rice. Where is it found? Where? You know it too? Oh, Michael! Kya baat hai? No idea? Blank. Stirrup bone. I don't know if you learned it though, to be fair. Oh, you did? Oh, you did. Okay. Stirrup bone is the size of a grain of rice. Where is it found? Okay, I'll give you a clue. It's found above the neck. Somewhere above the neck. Stirrup. In fact, it's sort of a Y shape, which is why it's called the stirrup bone. No idea? No, I can see. Glory? Yeah, what's the answer?
Ear.
That's right. It's in the ear. All right. That were the 10 questions of our category human body. Time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails? Which grow faster, fingernails or toenails? Come on, not everybody listening to us is a seventh grader. Don't give me that look. Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails? Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, fingernails, and my name is Bubbly.
Hi, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is fingernails grow faster.
Thank you, Shia. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I'm here. Are you there? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is fingernails.
Is that Aksh? Ansh?
Yeah.
Aksh. Thank you, Aksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash Gajjar, and I think the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Yash G. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Manreet, and I think the answer is fingernails.
Is that Manreet?
Yes.
Thank you, Manreet. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ritvik, and the answer is fingernails.
Thank you, Ritvik. Ritvik was the last caller for our question on the human body. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, more scores and more questions. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show, GA Jump. Jija,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We did the human body before we went on break. My listener question was, which grows faster, fingernails or toenails? Of course, fingernails grow faster. Anybody with a fingernail or a toenail would know that. And from all the correct answers, it was Shamli's turn to pick a winner. Shamli, who's the winner of our second listener question?
The winner is Ritvik.
Ritvik, all right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I see that I have already received an email from the winner of the first question. That's awesome. Ritwik, please go ahead and put in question number 2, June 6, 2015, in the subject line of your email and all the other details inside the body of the email. I know some of you have been having some trouble getting the gift cards. Miss Anu has been super busy, so just make her life a little bit easier by sending the email today itself and not delaying, so that she doesn't have to go back and keep looking at her records to see whether she's managed to give out all the gift cards or not. Once again, the email to write to is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to write to if you want to participate on the show. All right. So let's see the scores in the studio. I think Tanisha did well again. Tanisha, how many points do you have?
90 points.
What about you, Shamli?
I don't have any.
No points. She lost 5 points. Not to worry. And what about you,
Anish? 20 points.
20 points. Okay. This one is our spelling round, and the girls have agreed that we will do more than 10 questions, actually. We're going to try doing 15 if time permits. We'll keep going till we have time. All right? All right. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Tanisha, Shamli, and Anish. Let's go. First question. First word to spell. Guarantee. Guarantee.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T. No.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Finish it. If you've started, you can finish.
N-T-E-E.
Got it. Oh, just by the nick of time. All right. Yeah, it's okay. If you start and the buzzer runs out, don't worry. You can take your time and finish it. All right. Question number 2. Occasion.
O-C-A-S-S-I-O-N.
Zzzk. Minus 5, not to worry. Question passes to Anshi. Do you want to try?
Yeah.
No, you don't need to press the buzzer.
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
That's right. 5 points. That's a trip up. It's always a trip up with that question. And let me tell you, the only reason I got it right is because I have spell check when I was writing this on Word. I make this mistake all the time. All right. Question number 3. Bizarre.
B-I-Z-Z-A-R-E.
No, minus 5. Question passes to Shamli.
B-I-Z-A-R-R-E.
That's correct. 5 points. And actually, she owes me 5, so no points to her. Question number 4. So far, difficult? Just tricky, but not difficult, right? Yeah. You know, all these words are words that you're familiar with. Let's put it that way. No wacko stuff like the script spelling bee. Mm-hmm. Question number 4. Miscellaneous. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give all of you a sheet of paper. I think I should have done this before, so you can write it down.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah. All right, let's go. Word is miscellaneous. Sometimes it's easier to write them down and then look at them rather than try to do it in your head. And that's okay in here, in the studio. We are better than the script spelling bee. Allow them to write it down. Actually, they do too, right? On some slate or something like that. They still don't want to try. Come on. Tanisha, you have so many points that you have to try. I don't care whether you get it right or not. Go for it.
No, because I don't want to lose any.
She's holding on to her points. Order. Miscellaneous. Nobody wants to give it a shot? No? Okay, Lori, now you have to step up now. Not fair.
But I got it right when I was looking it up.
Okay, no, I don't count that. Okay, all right, no points. Let me just hear your tries.
Me first?
Yeah.
M-I-S-C-I-L-L.
Go, keep going. It doesn't matter.
A-N-E-O-U-S. No.
No. What about you, Shamli?
M-I-S-C-A-L-A-N-E-O-U-S.
Nope. What about you?
M-I-S-C-A-L-L-E-A-N-S.
Wow. Thank God for spell check. Huh? Yeah, God for spell check. And good thing you guys didn't buzz in because all three of you were wrong. The spelling is M-I-S-C, Miss E-L-L-A, like the Princess Ella. Neous, N-E-O-U-S. And sometimes that's a good way to remember by picking out words in the middle of the words. Here there's a word cell in the middle of miscellaneous. So that will be easy. All right, next one. Be ready to write it down. Questionnaire.
Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R-E.
Nope. Minus 5. Let's go with Anshi.
What's that?
Yeah, You have 5 seconds to start.
Okay, so Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R.
Nope. Minus five. And Tanisha.
Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R-E.
Almost. Mr. Nen, minus five. The two N's. Questionnaire. Oh. Like million. Oh. Yeah. Questionnaire. Two N's. All right. Next one. Question number six. Spacious. Spacious. It's a very spacious room.
S-P-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Yeah. Got it. She had, oh, five then. Did she owe 5 points before?
So,
yeah. 5 points. Right. Did you owe 5 points?
No.
From the last? No, she got it wrong. The last one wrong, right? Questionnaire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, she did. So, yeah, 5 points is right. All right. Question number seven. Potpourri. And it's, you're fine if you want to pass this one. It's a French word, but used in English, potpourri. I have a bundle of potpourri in my room to make my room smell nice. Potpourri. And because it's French, there are some missing sounds and missing letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know it, it's okay. I will tell you. But if you think you know it, you're welcome to try. Tanisha, go for it. Don't hoard. You have only 8 questions left.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure at all?
Pass.
Okay, everybody's passed, now try.
P-O-P-O-R-I-U?
No. What about you?
P-O-P-U-R-E-E?
Nope.
P-O-P-O-U-R-Y?
Closest? P- yeah, okay, go for it. Yes.
Wow.
P-O-T-P-O-U-R-R-I. P-O-T. There's a T in the middle because it's a French word. They yeah. love to swallow their sound, their letters. Yeah. Potpourri. All right, this one is easy. Question number eight. Extraordinary.
E-X-T-R-A-O-R-I-O-D-I-N-A-R-Y.
Correct. Extraordinary, two words, even though we say extraordinary. Question number nine. Controversy or controversy. There is a controversy about how it's meant to be pronounced.
I think it's C.
Yeah, go ahead. You started, so go for it.
Wait, can you say the word again?
Controversy or controversy.
So I think it's C-O-N-T-R-A-V-S-Y.
Nope. Minus five. Tanisha.
C-O-N-T-R-O-V-E-R-S-Y.
Correct. 5 points to Tanisha. Controversy. 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 Okay. Question number 10. Obedient.
O-B-E-I...
No, you go ahead. You started it, not do it properly. It's okay. We're not just...
O-B-I... E-I-D-I-E-N-T. No.
Nope. Minus five. Question passes to...
O-B-E-D-I-A-N-T.
Nope. Minus five. What about you?
O-B-D...
Hey, you have to say it into the mic. Into the mic.
O-B-D-I-E-N-T.
Nope. You missed the E sound in the obedient. Obedient. O-B-E... D-I-E-N-T, obedient.
I-E.
Yes. All right, let's next one. Question number 11. Sufficiently. Sufficiently. Sufficient? Sufficiently.
S-U-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T-L-Y.
Correct. Sufficiently. Good job. 10 points. Question number 12. Deodorant. Deodorant. Go for it. Who buzzed? Somebody with yellow. Yeah, go for it.
D-E-O-D.
Into the mic. Take your time. You started.
Yeah. D-E-O-D-E-R-A-N-T.
Nope. Minus five. And she.
D-E-O-D-A-N-T.
We're swallowing a lot of deodorant.
Oh, wait.
Too late. Tanisha.
Deodorant. D E O D E R A N T.
Nope. I think what people tend to forget is, Lori, you want to give it a shot? Don't look, you haven't looked it up, right? Okay, into the mic. In, find a mic.
D-E-O-D... A-R-A-N-T?
No. You forget that it's a deodorant. So odor has to be in the word.
Oh my God.
Deodorant. So D-E, odor, O-D-O-R, ant, A-N-T. Oh, deodorant.
I was mixed if it was E or A or O.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know that's a tricky thing. Why do you think I picked the word? Odor is in the middle of the deodorant word. Right. It removes odors. Deodor. Question number 13. Intuitive. That's an intuitive answer. Intuitive. Intuitive. Mm-mm. Come on, this is an easy one. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. Intuitive. Yeah.
I-N-T-O-A-T-I-V-E.
Nope. Minus five. What about you, Shamli? You want to take a stab at it?
Pass.
I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E. Correct. Intuitive. Exactly the way it sounds. Another one that sounds exactly the way it sounds. Next one. Recyclable. Recyclable.
R-E-C-Y-C-L... A-B-L-E.
Correct. Recyclable. Very good. And last one. Taciturn. Taciturn. Yeah, taciturn. Who buzzed? Somebody buzz. Go for it.
T-A-C-I-T-U-R-N.
Correct. Taciturn. Very good. All right. So that was a challenging round. It goes to show that, you know, we are so now dependent on our word processing stuff, right? That even I, if I didn't read that much and if I didn't come from a time where we didn't have spell checks, I would have a tough time. Because we depend on our computers to fix it for us. It's like, it's a perennial debate. Should we use calculators? Should we use spell checks? This technology is available, but that means the spelling goes for a six. All right, here's our listener question. All right, so this is obviously I'm not going to do a spelling thing. It's a more like a riddle. So I'm looking for a set of three words that all sound the same. The set of three words, they all sound the same. The first word means, The first word means smell. The second word is a small coin. And the third word means to dispatch. I have already dispatched. So the first word means a smell. The second word is a small coin. And the third word means dispatched. And they all sound exactly the same. 510-770-1550. I think it's taking up listeners. Oh, I actually have somebody calling in. Cool. Hi, you're on the air. Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is sent.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is sent.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is sent.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashmi, and the answer is sent.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is sent.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Trishan, and the answer is sent, sent, and sent.
Trishan, is that the name?
Yeah.
Thank you, Trishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is sent.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is sent.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Samhita, and I think the answer is sent.
Is that Samhita?
Anvita.
Anvita. Thank you, Anvita. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is sent.
Thank you, Yash. Yash was the last caller for our last question. We're going to take a quick break. We're running out of time. When we come back, it'll be Tanisha's turn to pick a winner from all our listener questions, and we'll see how the kids are doing in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja
Sawal Ki
Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja
Sawal Ki Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're done with the episode for today, so now it's just time to pick the winners. Our listener question in the spelling round was, name these three words which have the same sound, and everybody got it right. It is indeed sent, sent, and sent. And from all the correct answers, it was Tanisha's turn to pick a winner. Tanisha, who's the winner of our third listener question?
The winner is Ignore.
Ignore, all right. Ignore calling in after a long time, and you hit the jackpot. Well, you're going to get gift card for an ice cream in the mail, so that's fun. Good timing. Mm-hmm. For all those of you who want to participate on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now let's take a look at the scores in the studio. Tanisha, how many points do you have?
100.
What about you, Shamli?
15.
And?
10.
Anshi. Well, it's the first time. Well done, everybody. I hope you had a lot of fun. And that's all we have time for the show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Scorekeeping was done by Lori Pradhan. And this is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
I might be sentimental, but don't get so judgmental. So what if I'm an old school girl? I'm an old school girl. I'm an old school girl. I might be sentimental, but don't get so judgmental. So what if I'm an old school girl? I'm an old school girl. I'm an old school girl. From different time zones, I still can call you anytime on your telephone. Oh, but I really long for your handwritten letters. You may smile and say, my baby, those days are gone.